This is the midday news for today, Monday, September 11. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Rosa North MP says DLP government may try to amend laws to legitimize electoral law breaches. NEMO Director Velda Joseph warns St. Lucians not to become complacent as the hurricane season is far from over. And U.S. government providing assistance to Antigua and Barbuda after devastation by Hurricane Irma. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Your perfect day starts tonight with a perfect mattress from Courts. Right now, get mattresses from as low as $279. Plus, getting the right mattress is more affordable with nothing down and nothing to pay for 60 days. So shop at Courts to help you start your perfect day. Only at Courts, bringing value home.
Back to school time again, and those costs are adding up. Fast Cash wants to help you take care of all your back to school needs. It's simple. Just apply in-store or online for a consumer loan and earn weekly chances to win a tablet for back to school. Terms and conditions apply. For more information, visit our branches at Roseau and Portsmouth or call us at 448-3278 or 445-5257. Smarter, faster, better, Fast Cash.
According to the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, today, Monday, September 11th, the tropical wave is expected to result in an increase in cloudiness of showers and isolated thunderstorms across the island chain during the next 24 hours. However, the heaviest showers and thunderstorms can be expected mainly across the southern portion of the island. Persons in areas prone to flooding, landslides, and falling rocks are advised to be vigilant and to exercise caution. Moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 8 feet. Small craft operators and sea bathers are advised to exercise caution. Q95 will continue to monitor the weather conditions throughout the hurricane season and will provide you with updates confirmed by the Dominica Met Service. Seaborne Airlines is working on establishing operation for the movement of passengers, along with monitoring Hurricane Jose for a possible impact on its network in the next few days. Early states, we are working on activating our Seaborne Cures program to establish relief flights once authorities grant us permission and we are secure to land. The release further states that initial flights will primarily be to assist employees at Seaborne's various destinations who have lost everything, including their homes. The airline says once it has rescued its employees, it will be delivering supplies to the USVI, BVI, Antigua, Anguilla, and St. Martin. Supplies of water, canned foods, medicines, and first aid kits will be collected, and the airline will work with appropriate authorities to distribute in the stations affected as flight loads permit. Donations are being accepted until Sunday, September 17, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Due to security reasons, it is requested that all donations be brought in good conditioned boxes, unsealed and ready for inspection. For further information, contact Marcia John Baptist, manager, Ground Handlers Limited. Douglas Charles Airport number is 767-445-8936. Canefield Airport, 767-449-1060. And mobile phone number is 767-275-1690. MP for the Roseau North constituency, Daniel Luguet, says the DLP government appears to be attempting to amend certain key laws which enforce disciplinary action against anyone who illegally contests general elections in Dominica. Luguet is convinced that the recent proposals presented by Dominica's current DLP government seeks to legitimize bribery and cheating during election campaigns. The Roseau North parliamentary representative says this action by the DLP government is in an effort to escape some recent charges brought against them in court by individuals who have allegedly presented solid evidence of bribery and treating.
It seems to me what this government is doing is trying to get away from the penalty of the bribery and treating under the amendment that I read a while ago. You know, the amendment where it read 57B for the avoidance of doubt, the transportation of electors, or the facilitation of transportation of electors to or within Dominica for the purposes of an election does not constitute an offense. Hear what the consequences of anybody that does that under the existing law reads. Every person who is guilty of bribery treating or undue influence under the provisions of this act is liable on summary conviction to a fine of $5,000 or to imprisonment for 6 months. That's one. Under Section 61, every person who is convicted of bribery, treating or undue influence or personation of aiding, counseling, or procuring the commission of the offense of personation shall, in addition to any other punishment, be incapable during a period of 7 years from the date of conviction, A, of being registered as an elector or voting at an election of a member of the House of Assembly, or B, of being elected a member of the House of Assembly, or if elected before this conviction, of retaining his seat as such.
Truth and Grace Fellowship Global has launched an initiative to send water and dry goods to the people of Tortola and Anguilla affected by Hurricane Irma. This will be done through Tower of Faith Ministries in Tortola and Quincy Gums in Anguilla. All supplies can be delivered to the Truth and Grace Fellowship Church on 12 to 17 Independent Street, Roseau, between 3 and 4 p.m. daily this week. Arrangements will be made for shipments to the countries by week's end. Director General of the Dominica Red Cross, Kathleen Pinard-Byrne, says that the organization is on a major drive to provide some much-needed assistance to the islands affected by the passage of Hurricane Irma. Mrs. Byrne says the Red Cross is currently accepting food, water, and money for immediate distribution to the affected countries.
Well, up to yesterday, we had the opportunity through Digicel, who was sending in a helicopter to Anguilla to help restore emergency communications. They indicated that they had some storage on the helicopter and could take some supplies over. So in fact, we responded immediately, and we did send a small amount of relief items to Anguilla. We have, through an MOU, we have the DAIC. We've also received some food supplies, which we will send to one of the affected communities. I'm presently in the process of trying to make contact with the Red Cross in St. Martin, because we have to ascertain in advance that the National Society is in a position to receive and distribute these relief items. But of course, communications is still posing a problem. And as soon as we do make contact with the affected communities in the islands, we will be sending relief to those islands, and we're talking about food and water. No clothing, but yes, those food and water priority items.
She is also encouraging Dominicans and business places to give generously.
We are aware that following post-Erica, our neighbors sent us a lot of relief. And now that we're in a position to repay this, we're calling on all persons, individuals, companies, to either provide relief food, and we're talking at this point in time, emergency food and water, or cash. Cash is always the best form of relief assistance. So if that is possible, either cash or emergency food and water at this time.
And all the Bailey bridges across the country will be replaced in due time, says Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. There are several Bailey bridges across the island which were erected following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica in 2015, which damaged a number of infrastructure on island. The government of Dominica is receiving assistance to replace many of the Bailey bridges.
In respect to the West Coast Road, the government of the People's Republic of China will be rebuilding those bridges for us, completely new bridges. That will take into consideration the realities which were exposed by Tropical Storm Erica. So those bridges will take this into consideration, so that if we were to be visited by a storm like Erica, those bridges won't be affected. All of those matters will take into consideration. In respect to Boetica, where there's another Bailey bridge, we are engaging the firm to design that bridge for us. So that is being done. In respect to MZOL, there were some challenges with regards to the bridge being reviewed by a structural engineer. I believe the ministry is in the process of, we had somebody But that person who was sent to us by the CDB was less than adequate. That person was almost a waste of time, I must say, and spent all these months wasting time in Dominica and never provided us with the kind of advice that was required. So that person has been recalled or removed from the project. That's one that's the hold back there, because this bridge, you need to get sound engineering advice before you go towards the tender for construction. In respect to the Bailey Bridge down at Jennifer, that is part of the UK-funded project that will reconstruct the road from Lubia down to Bacatel. So basically, eventually all of the Bailey Bridges on all our major roads would be replaced.
In other news this afternoon, the director of the National Emergency Management Organization of St. Lucia, Velda Joseph, has warned St. Lucians to be on guard and not to be complacent as the hurricane season is far from over. Joseph said persons appear to get comfortable after a watcher warning has been discontinued with little or no damage to the island. She said preparation needs to be an ongoing thing.
I am still hearing the slogan that St. Lucia is blessed. But we need to note that anything could happen at any time. These systems are developing. It's an active season. And we really ought to be prepared for any system that will come our way, or for that matter, for any hazard that will impact us. As I've said time and time again, we are not preparing just for a Hurricane Emma or for a Hurricane Jose. We are preparing to ensure that we are ready, we are resilient, that we can withstand the impact of any event that St. Lucia is vulnerable to. That should be the key message. Preparedness all year round. And I've been watching the television. I've been happy to note the level of preparedness in some countries. I see shelves completely empty. I see persons in line making sure that they have fuel. We have to get to the point where when those warnings are issued, we take it very, very seriously. If you're asked to stay away from the ocean because there will be high tides, we expect persons to stay away from the ocean.
And the United States government, through the United States Agency for International Development's Office of U.S. Foreign Disaster Assistance, is providing assistance to the government and people of Antigua and Barbuda following the recent passage of Hurricane Irma. Working in partnership with Antigua and Barbuda's Red Cross, the United States government will provide U.S. $100,000 in immediate disaster relief for essential relief items, including mattresses, bedding, hygiene kits, kitchen sets, kits, and cleanup equipment. The catastrophic Category 5 storm decimated the smaller of the twin island states, damaging 90% of its buildings and leaving the country barely habitable before continuing on its destructive path across the region. A U.S. aid after assessment team is expected to be on the ground in Antigua next week to conduct further assessments to determine what additional assistance is needed following the passage of Hurricane Jose. U.S. aid after is continuing to monitor the impacts of ongoing weather systems and has deployed response teams to countries in the projected path of the storms. Disaster experts are prepared to conduct damage assessments and provide immediate assistance to affected countries as soon as conditions permit. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Rosa North MP says DLP government may try to amend laws to legitimize electoral law breaches. NEMO Director Velda Joseph warns St. Lucians not to be complacent as the hurricane season is far from over. And United States government providing assistance to Antigua and Barbuda after devastation by Hurricane Irma. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.